What we do in life echoes in eternity.
You will once again be fighting for our freedom, not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live.
From the WSFI studio in Libertyville, Illinois, this is Pro-Life Today with your host, Joe Scheidler.
Hello, everybody out there. This is Joe Scheidler, Pro-Life Today. You know, in the lead-in, we hear the word annihilation, and it's strange. It's such an ominous thought, annihilation, non-being. It reminds me of the book that Monica Miller, who I had on not long ago, wrote called Abandoned, to just treat people as though they're nothing. Well, the other day I was sitting in my office, minding my own business, signing thank you letters and trying to work out a hotline that I put on. And Tommy Romano, a very, very good friend who has worked for me before and who has been very close to the pro-life movement, brought a friend with her into my office. And after just a few minutes, I got to know Giuliana Tamarazzi and thought she's got to be on the Pro-Life Today. I thought this is somebody that has a story that has to be told, and it's a story about annihilation. I hate to say it. Giuliana is a founder, and she's a president of the Iraqi Christian Relief Council. It's a nonprofit organization in the States. They try to raise awareness about the persecuted church in Iraq. And she's helped Assyrian Christians, and also has been very active in fighting this effort to get rid of the Christian church in the countries, Iraq and Iran and Egypt and that whole area. And our secular press has just not made the story. They have overlooked it. And so I thought if we had Giuliana on, she will tell us the real story of what is going on today. We talk about the martyrs of old. There are martyrs today. So, Giuliana, welcome so much to the program, and let's hear it from you.
Thank you for having me on, Mr. Scheidler. What an important platform this is that you've enabled me to come in and really address your audience. It's a blessing for me.
Well, it's a blessing for us because we need you. We really need your voice. When you came in that day to my office, it was like, the clouds opened up. Here is something I have been so concerned about myself, and here now is a voice right from the area, right from the time. So I want you to tell us exactly what's going on, how you were involved in it, what you're doing now to try to, in some way, change the scene.
Yes, if I may, I'm going to take a couple of minutes of your time to introduce who the Assyrians are to your listeners. There are many people who don't know who the Assyrians, also known as Chaldeans and Syriacs, are. Our history dates back to over 6,700 years. Our country once upon a time was northwest of Iran, southern Turkey, northern Iraq, all the way up to a part of Egypt. And the first organized library came from Ashurbanipal, King Ashurbanipal himself. We invented the cuneiform. Sumerians, who are our ancestors, invented the cuneiform, which is the first form of writing system. If you remember, Jonah went to the Ninevites and preached to Ninevites. Mr. Scheidler, I am a Ninevite. I'm a child of Nineveh. My ancestors are the ones who Jonah preached to. And we, as a nation, are among the very first nations who converted to Christianity through St. Thomas, St. Thaddeus, and also Bartholomew. And there are about 4 million of us today that still speak Aramaic. But we are on the verge of extinction because of religious cleansing, ethnic cleansing in the Middle East. And here in the West, we assimilate so quickly. And there are many of our children who don't speak Aramaic anymore. So it is there is speculation that within the next 100 years, if the world powers and if the Western Church does not come to the rescue of this Assyrian nation, these Ninevites, we will be extinct.
You know, Giuliana, it says here you were smuggled into Switzerland in 1989 due to the persecution that was going on in Iran. After spending 7 days in a monastery in Zurich, you were smuggled into Germany. You have a very, could you give us some of the background of your coming to us today?
Yes, absolutely. I was born in Iran, and I'm a cradle Catholic, cradle Christian. You know, after the fall of Shah in 1979, the Christian lives became really, really tormented. I was told that I would burn in hell for my Catholic name. I was told that I couldn't play with my friends because of my Catholic faith. And my father decided that this was not a country that he should leave his children in. We found two smugglers, one for my brother and one for myself. My brother is a physician, and at a time he wasn't allowed to practice because he was a Christian. They smuggled me into Switzerland, as you said, and I stayed at a monastery as we were preparing once again to be smuggled into Germany. We were really, really blessed, Mr. Scheidler, in 1989 to be accepted to the United States as refugees, because at the time many of them, the refugees that were coming from Iran, were being sent to Australia or Canada, but we were one of the very few lucky ones that came to the States. And when I came here, I educated, I went through school, I obtained my master's degree, and I really, really lived the American dream. What is important for refugees that come here, it is really important not to forget the people who are still suffering in the Middle East. And I'm a humanitarian at heart, and when my people in Iraq started being persecuted in 2003, although the persecution has been inflicted on us since the rise of Islam, I decided to really step up and do something. Mr. Scheidler, I would not, if I'm ever lucky to see the face of the Lord, I would want to hear, "You've done well, my servant." That's why I'm doing this. And it is a very heavy cross that we bear. And as Saint John Paul II said, we should never forget about the right lung of the church.
Right. The words, blessed are you, my father, have come into, the kingdom. One time at Mass, I was just feeling down. We're fighting abortion. We go out to the abortion clinics. We try to talk to these women. So many of them are just lost. They're forced. They're pressured. They say they have no other option except to have an abortion. And so you get down. And one day I was so down, and I was at Mass, and I wanted a sign. It was just one of those times where you say, "I want a sign." And the sign was at the post communion about come and to my father's table, come and sit at my father's table. And somehow that made my day.
Yes.
And like you say, someday we hope to hear, "Come, good and faithful servant." We're entering into God. But until then, we have a battle. And I see you right in the middle of one of the biggest battles in the world today, because we think we have it bad in this country because we can't get some of our nativity sets here and license plates and so on, as we had on one of our programs. You have enormous problems. And what I'd like to know is what are we facing that you can tell us about, the fact that you have a counter-religion, a group calling themselves religious who have a God that I can't understand, a God without mercy. Because I know one time I was taking a cab, and I was talking to the cab driver, and he said, "What were we on the radio program about?" And I said, "A TV program, the morning show in New York." And I said, "About abortion." And he said, "For or against?" And I said, "Against, of course." And he said, "Well, Muslims are against abortion too, unless if the woman has sinned, then it doesn't matter because she's going to hell." And I said, "Oh no, God is merciful. I know hundreds of women who had abortions who are doing, they're saints." And he said, "Oh no, Allah does not forgive." And that really struck me. I thought, what kind of a God doesn't forgive?
Yes.
That's the essence of God. And that's our God. And you're putting that God up against a God who kills those who disagree. Mm-hmm. So we need to get that sense out there. And you're right in the middle of the battle.
3, 2, 1, go ahead.
You're absolutely right. As I mentioned earlier, we Christians in the Middle East, in the region, have been persecuted every 45 years from the rise of Islam until mid-1800s. Post-1800s, it's been every generation. Every 11 and a half years, we've come to face persecution. You know, the purpose of Islam fundamentally is to create a caliphate throughout the whole world. And as we see ISIS, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, as we see it today, it's taken over a good portion of Iraq and a portion of Syria, and it's declared its caliphate. And if you recall, when the World Towers fell in New York, they wanted to put a mosque there. Mr. Scheidler, that's a slap in the American face, because these Muslims came and attacked New York, and after that, they wanted to plant their flag and plant their, you know, put their mosque in there. So we really, as Americans, have to wake up. You know, a simple sound like church bells sends chills down my spine, because we really are not allowed to hear those. For example, in Iran, and in Mosul, which used to be Nineveh, for the first time in over 1,800 years, the church bells have been silent, and there has not been one mass that has been conducted or has been underway in Mosul, because it's been taken over by ISIS. You know, prior to 2003, there were 1.5, 1.6 million Assyrian Christians, also known as Chaldeans and Syriacs, that had lived in Iraq. Iraq is our ancestral homeland. We have been there for thousands of years. Today, we're considered a minority, and today we are only about 400,000 left. Since 2003, about 1 million Christians have been displaced. And like you said earlier, the media is silent. The world powers are not doing anything. So this genocide that is underway, it is really not anything that is new to us as a nation. During World War I, a lot of people know it as Armenian Genocide. The 2/3 of the Assyrian people were killed in the hands of the Ottoman Empire. So, as I said, we in America really, really have to be careful with the events that are happening there, because the terrorists have found their safe zones here. They are really living in their sleeper cells right now, waiting for the right time to strike.
You know, I think when we come back from this break, we're going to have to talk about America. I was surprised that they didn't build their mosque there on the side. I mean, I was really surprised, because we are just dumb enough to let them do something like that. Fortunately, that was vetoed. But we want to talk a little bit about that. What is wrong with America? Why don't we wake up and see what's going on? We'll be back in a minute.
Are you retired or near retirement? Do you want to keep a larger amount of your assets in a safe place with guaranteed interest rates to protect yourself from a huge market swing? Are you amazed at how low the interest rates are at your bank? If you said yes to any or all of those questions, you may want to call me, Matt Tomlinson, at Catholic Financial Life to discuss our guaranteed fixed rate annuities. Call 847-548-MATT, 847-548-6288. Products not available in all states.
Hello, this is Tom O'Connor, a member of WSFI Business Development Team. WSFI is in need of your financial support to continue broadcasting Catholic programming to our listening community. As the calendar year 2014 comes to a close, and you are considering placing a substantial amount of funds to a charitable organization, we ask you to strongly consider giving to WSFI Catholic Radio. All donations are tax deductible and can be mailed to WSFI Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. That's P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. Or call me at 224-206-8455. Thank you, and God bless you for this support.
Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession, was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen.
This is Joe Scheidler with Pro-Life Today. I'm talking today with Juliana Tamarazzi. She's the founder and president of the Iraqi Christian Relief Council. And we've been talking about the terrible persecution going on in Iraq and Iran and Egypt and the countries she is from and is familiar with. And I just couldn't help but bring up the when you mentioned, Juliana, that they almost built a mosque on the site of the Twin Towers. I do want to know what is wrong with us, from your point of view, that our news media just slight over this tragedy that's going on, that is so real, and that why are we that way? And then your mission, you're here on a mission, and we want to spell that out very, very clearly to our listening audience.
Yes, first of all, I believe the American spirit is very accepting. We are known as the melting pot. So give me your tired, give me your hungry. That is how we've lived for a long time. And you know, as I came to this country 24 years ago, the climate, the religious freedom, the way that America looked like back then 24 years ago, to me, as someone who's lived in an Islamic country, is not the same country I came to just as recent as 24 years ago. It's very different. There is a very blatant anti-Christian sentiment that is expressed throughout the media. And you see that. If the atrocities that are being committed against Christians in the Middle East, if one-tenth of these atrocities had been committed against a Palestinian Muslim or other Muslims, you would see Hollywood would be in uproar. The entire world would come to rescue those individuals who are being persecuted in the hands of perpetrators if they were Muslim. And yet there is a deafening silence from all of us in the West here. And that's why I'm here to be the voice of the voiceless. There are 200,000 Christians, Mr. Scheidler, that today are sleeping on church pews, in church courtyards in Iraq, in northern part of Iraq. They're sleeping in schools. They are sleeping outside. There are thousands of Yazidis who supposedly had been rescued from Mount Sinjar. If you recall, yes. there was footage of rescue efforts. Well, there are thousands of them that are still on that mountain, and the media doesn't cover it. If anything media covers about the Middle East, it is mainly about the political aspects of it, of ISIS or ISIL, and not so much human tragedy is really brought forth. And it is important for people, for your listeners, to stay up to date, to pray. First of all, we ask for your listeners to pray for the persecuted church in Iraq especially. Please, I would invite them to go to our website, IraqiChristianRelief.org. That website, again, is IraqiChristianRelief.org. We have a Facebook page. We have a YouTube channel. Please feel free to go ahead and look us up on the net. And, you know, we traveled throughout the country. I just came back from Dallas. I presented at the Holocaust Museum. I presented at a Baptist church, at a very large Baptist church in Dallas, and also at a Messianic synagogue. And there were, I can't tell you how many people came up to me sobbing, saying, what can we do? Well, number one, prayer. Number two, visit the website. The need is great. Mr. Scheidler, kids are dying of fever. There are women don't have basic hygiene products. There are women who are shaving off their heads or cutting their hair because they don't have clean water to bathe in. There are so many people that are bathing in morgues. There is lack of bathrooms. And, you know, United Nations doesn't do enough. The Red Cross is non-existent. Catholic Relief Services supposedly has been working with an organization called Caritas on the ground in Iraq. Caritas historically has helped, has funded the Red Crescent. Red Crescent is an Islamic organization. Recently, Catholic Relief Services was funded, I believe, by the Knights of Columbus. And we've been asking Knights of Columbus to members to hold accountable what this money is going to do. Through, you know, what is Catholic Charities or Caritas is going to do with this money, because historically they haven't really helped our people. The good organizations that are on the ground are the indigenous Assyrian organizations, Assyrian Aid Society. That is an organization we fund. There is an order, Dominican Sisters of St. Catherine of Siena. Mr. Scheidler, there are 30 nuns helping 40,000 1,000 displaced people. And that includes a couple of Yazidi families as well. It costs $50,000 to help sustain these 40,000 people. And we, as a nonprofit organization, we travel throughout the country, and through platforms such as yours and other Christian radio stations or television stations, we raise money for the basic necessities. I want to ask you, Mr. Scheidler, what would you do if you would wake up one day and Chicago was under attack and ISIL had rolled into town and you were caught off guard and you had been given three options: to pay jizya, which is a form of tax that you have to pay for protection, to convert to Islam, or you would have to leave. And everything you've worked for all your life, you would have to throw out, you know, leave behind. You either stand with your faith, with Christ, and you pick up just your shoes and with your clothes on your back and walk. There are thousands of people that have walked through the streets to the mountains, but they've never renounced Christ. But I just want you and your listeners just to imagine that overnight your entire life has been taken away from you, and this is what these people are going through today.
Well, it's, you know, as abstract as that may seem, the way our society is going in this country, this is a possibility. You know, even the our own cardinal,
yes,
has said that he would die in his bed, and the next cardinal in jail, and then the other one will be beheaded or whatever.
Exactly.
I mean, we're facing a reality. You've already faced it. You're facing it now. You're working to help those people that have gone out of their homes, have just thrown the shoes over their shoulders and moved. I couldn't become a Muslim, and I don't want to pay them a tax, so I'd probably just have to leave, and that would be my home, which is the greatest asset I have, you know, of material things. But my family, all my family would have to do the same, and we would be living out on some kind of a golf course or for a while until they come and kill us. I mean, they're always facing death, because there seems to be no compunction. There seems to be no value to a life that doesn't somehow pay allegiance to Allah.
Yes.
And we can't do that.
Right.
And so you're facing the reality. You are part of that. I just want you, if you would, repeat for our audience out there some of the organizations that are questionable, that they're giving money to. Like you mentioned, the Knights of Columbus. Really, I am a Fourth Degree Knight of Columbus, and we do try to do good with the money that we have. And yet, if it's going into some organization that's not really solving the problem, we want to go to the right ones. So if you would just repeat that part for our audience, that be careful of these organizations because the money is not being properly directed, and here are the ones you should give to.
You know, like I said, the Red Cross has really been extinct in Iraq,
right.
At least since the attack of ISIL. The honorable organization, Knights of Columbus, has done fantastic work, right, throughout decades.
Yes.
And I would just invite the Knights or other Catholics, just really hold Catholic Relief Services accountable and make sure that the money that they're sending to Iraq through Caritas gets in the hands of Christians on the ground. Maybe that is something that is different today. But as, like I said, I've been doing this work for 7 years, and we've tried tirelessly to reach out to Catholic Relief Services so we can introduce them to Christian organizations on the ground, like Assyrian Aid Society, who we fund, like the nuns, the Dominican Sisters of St. Catherine of Siena. But we've not received one response from Catholic Relief Services.
Really?
Yes, they've been silent, really. So Samaritan's Purse is a good organization.
All right.
SALT through Open Doors USA is a good organization. They've done great work. And we are all volunteers at Iraqi Christian Relief Council. 92%, 94%, sometimes even 100% of our donations go to Iraq. And that is a very large number for a nonprofit because we don't have any overhead. So IraqiChristianRelief.org is our website. Please find us on Facebook under Iraqi Christian Relief Council. If you Google my name, Juliana Tay-Morazi, or YouTube, our organization, you will see a lot of the work that we've done on the ground in Iraq through the agencies that we completely trust.
Juliana, I want people to be in touch with you. And I'm going to spell your name.
Yes. Go ahead.
It's not, we're not, get your pencils out, folks, because this is a doozy. Taimoorazy.
Yes.
Juliana Tay-Morazi.
Yes.
And she's the one you want to be in touch with. But go to IraqiChristianRelief.org and get in touch with this organization. We have to help. These are fellow Christians. These are fellow Catholics. These are people that believe what we believe, and they're being persecuted.
They refuse to renounce Christ. They say, we have had two things. Our dignity, we will never give up. Our land has been taken away from us. But we will go to our death standing with Christ.
Yes. Yes. We see the results of some of the people that have stood up. The Catholic woman who was... married into the Catholic faith and became a Catholic and had the baby in jail and finally was really, but was going to be hanged. Going to be hanged for being a Christian, for not denouncing. That's, you know, that goes right back to the early days. And so times have not changed that much. There is still a war against Christians, against Catholics, against those who believe in the true God and in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, they consider Christ as a kind of a prophet, but not the Savior.
Not the Son of God.
No.
They call us blasphemers for calling him the Son of God.
Yes.
So if your listeners want us to come in and present in your parishes, please let us know. We travel throughout the country. I've even presented in Israel. And they have just welcomed us with open arms, really. Really, the Western Church must stand with the original Christians.
Well, Juliana, thanks so much for coming on the program today. And folks, if you want Juliana to come and talk to you, remember IraqiChristianRelief.org. And she's a charming young lady, and I just thought she's got to get her message out. So hoping that this is part of the method of waking up Americans.
Thank you. May the Lord bless you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you, Juliana.
This has been an episode of Pro Life Today on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. For more information about this program, email info@wsfiradio.org.
Hi, this is Sharon Brummer with Catholic Charities, serving people of all faiths in Southeast Wisconsin. We provide human services from adoption and pregnancy support to counseling, outreach services for people in crisis situation, in-home support for older adults. Visit us online at ccmke.org for more information and for a site close to you. That's ccmke.org.
This is Joe Scheidler, the National Director of the Pro-Life Action League, headquartered in Chicago. I'm asking you to please to pray today for every woman facing a problem pregnancy that she will not choose abortion.
As we got towards Christmas, one of the parishioners suggested, why don't we take out an ad on the local radio station? I have to say, I really didn't have an awful lot of optimism about it. But I was well advised. We went and we cut a little message. Once it started playing, I began to hear from the Catholics in the parish about how great this was that we're out there, how great this was that we are showing signs of life, how great this is to encourage us who are here in the parish already.
WSFI remains committed to providing you with local access to quality Catholic programming. We only can do that with your financial help. Please take a moment now to send us your tax-deductible donation to WSFI Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. That's WSFI Radio,
P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois 60048. Your donation of any amount is greatly appreciated.
Matt Tomlinson here. Want a career with Catholic values? Then look at Catholic Financial Life. For over 145 years, Catholic Financial Life has provided careers for men and women with the energy, drive, and desire to assist fellow Catholics with their insurance and financial goals. You may be who we are looking for. Go to CatholicFinancialLife.org or call Jim Schaefer at 800-348-2648. 1-800-348-2648.